a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are, one more day. MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, you and I going through this journey called life together, this game, this challenge, this jigsaw puzzle. We're having fun during the good times, the bad times, and everything in between. Isn't that right? Or at least that's the goal, right? So good to be with you here this morning. Tell you, here we are for me. This is Sunday morning. It's 4:30 a.m. on Sunday. Had a little trouble rolling out of bed this morning. Tell you, this was one of those gut check times. Maybe you have those yourself that really prove to yourself just how committed you are to accomplishing those goals, that those plans, that vision that you have for your life. Just how committed are you? Do you just talk the talk, or do you walk all that talk? Yeah, my wife and I, she was proofing some of my emails that sent out and some of the copy, the writing. She goes, is it talk the talk, or do you walk the talk? Anyway, you get what I'm saying. You know, are we just big talkers? Or do we actually do what we say? And this morning, it's just so comfortable laying there next to my wife and my baby daughter. She is having a little bit of trouble sleeping tonight, so she was in bed with us for a little while. And it's just, for me, that scenario, that scene, that love, that connection, my wife, Carrie, my little daughter, baby Brooklyn, man, I put that off for so much time in my life. I talk about the things that I realized about myself, how I was pushing some things away that I said that I ultimately wanted. I mean, that's what all this is about. I'm transparent. I share my challenges with you just to let you know someone you respect, someone who is going forward in life with you, has the same challenges as you. It's not that I'm any different. It's what we actually do when we face those challenges. We're human beings. We have the same fears. Some people start off at different levels. Some people, their challenges are in other areas. But to think that somebody just has it made, that's not serving you well, and it's not necessarily true at all. We're all going for that higher level. We're all going through this game through life, and what's going to determine the quality of life is our perspective and what we actually do during those challenging times. So it was a bit of a challenge, you know. If anything, that tested just my commitment. Getting up at 3:45 in the morning, right? Started my day off with this podcast after 45 minutes of preparation and waking up. And then right when I get off this podcast, I go into 8 intense hours, well, half-hour sessions, my one-on-one coaching on the top of the hour all the way until the afternoon. 8 sessions. I do have a break sometime in the early afternoon. And I think to myself, man, this is Sunday. You should be sleeping in, cuddling with your family, right? Enjoying the good times. What's all this pushing? But again, if you're not where you really want to be in life, you know, you got to do the extra things. And sometimes when you have your challenges, you look around and you say, hey, well, what am I actually doing? And sometimes even doing something, anything, some is always better than none. Some motion, whether it's what is the most effective and efficient, the highest and best use of your time, which, you know, I talk about all the time. Whether it is or not, movement sometimes is a great thing to really test you to see how much you want it. And at the same time, you're getting one step closer because you're in motion rather than sitting on the sidelines just picking out what is the perfect thing to do at this time. I don't know if there's a perfect thing. I don't know if you'll ever be able to determine what the perfect thing to do is at the time, and I don't care how much input you get. And I don't, you know, in this day and age, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're going for it in life, things are changing so rapidly. What worked before 5 years ago isn't going to work today. Everything is changing. So even if you think you have a definite plan, it's good that you have that certainty and confidence to move forward. There's no guarantees with that. You got to keep on moving forward. And like I said, so I turn that into a positive thing. This is proving that all those things that you know, I promise myself that I know that I have this potential to accomplish these things, how I want to provide for my family, how I want to work towards that vision and create a tremendous value for you. You know, it isn't like, hey, I'm here. I ask myself the questions that, you know, we talk about all the time. What state am I in? Hey, what can I do to knock that up a couple of notches? Because I am here right now. How can I deliver? That's what a professional does, right? And that's what you need to think about all the time. You can't just be, you know, happy just showing up, of course, right? Hey, at least I'm doing this. It's Sunday, right? Can't get caught up in that trap. And then it isn't funny because there's always that balance. You can't just work hard. I'll tell you something about me, and I know that it's one of those things that's a double-edged sword. I mean, it really helps you in one respect. At the same time, if you don't check it, everything in life has a potential downside. And I have to continually ask myself the questions as I'm going along. That's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. That's what MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, is all about. You're taking this time, one half an hour, 6 days a week, and then joining my wife, Karen, and I as we review the week and talk about some other things on our Saturday More Than Just Muscles podcast, right here on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network, or the same place on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes that you found me here. And a big welcome. We are getting a big rush of new listeners. I've done some things to expand the listenership. So I want to welcome all of you. That's what this is all about. Let me explain this. MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. You and I, we're just checking in every single day. We're taking just a half an hour to evaluate where we're going, what we're doing at this particular time. Is what we're doing right now really getting us to those goals, those plans, those feelings, those emotions, those material things, those options that we really want in life? Hopefully all of those things are leading to this big, huge vision of who you want to be. What do you want to be known for many, many years from now? Get that big vision, piecing it all together. And it takes some constant evaluation. It takes you and I thinking about it, you know, every single day. It's a half an hour every single day. So what this is all about is you download this podcast at the same time every day. You get in your pattern, and then you schedule it. You schedule to listen to this podcast. Again, 30-minute or so investment every single day. I'm doing the driving. I'm stimulating the question. You're allowing me to come into your life and poke and prod. A lot of times I inspire you and I help you realize your tremendous potential and create this sense of optimism. Those are the easy times. And then those times where I think, God, I could do more. I can do more. Man, all that time in the past, I'm getting it now. I'm 25 years old. I'm 35 years old. I'm 45 years old or 55 years old. And just now I'm getting it. Man, thank God for Skip coming to my life and kind of rattling things around because I'm getting it now. But, oh God, why didn't I learn this 10 years ago? Just think what my life would have been like. Well, you're here. You're now. It's all about this day forward. And all those emotions in between those two extremes. That's what we do every single day, 30 minutes. I really suggest that you get some earphones. You know, I really, you know, I'll tell you, it's an investment. But those Beats by Dre, the wireless Bluetooth headphones. My smartphone is like a library, an audio library for me. Every time I can steal some time, and my phone is programmed with so many audio programs, I'll talk to myself and where I'm going with some goals, like my own mini Morning Connection podcast for myself or on my phone. Really recommend that. What an investment in you, university. You, university. Still that time, take advantage of the modern technology. But what I suggest is you listen to this podcast while you're moving. You know, if you exercise on a consistent basis, do it while you're doing your cardio, moving around, and it'll sink in. It'll get ingrained into your nervous system more effectively and efficiently if you're moving around and listening to this. So you have those great times where I'm really inspiring. Yeah, I'm doing this stuff. I'm getting it. But you're moving around. It's getting locked into your nervous system at the same time. Then when I happen to come across those times where you're going, oh, I need to push harder. I need to do more. I'm not living up to my potential, which may happen when you listen to this Morning Connection podcast. And we see that as an empowering thing, right? Especially if we don't have the things in life that we want, like the feelings, emotions, material possessions, options, whatever's most important to you. right? You could just get out that emotion and that anger just through, you know, kicking it up a few RPMs while you're doing the cardio. I really think that's an effective plan. If you aren't a person who goes to the gym, a lot of time maybe you walk your dog, you know, that 20 minutes, a brisk walk while you're walking your dog. That's a great time to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. Or something simple, go out and invest in a jump rope. Go out and invest in a jump rope. You can do that in any place in your house. Go out to the garage. Just go out wherever and you know, get those headphones on and just move while you're listening to me every single day in this Morning Connection podcast. Other thing about this Morning Connection podcast is that, as you're seeing, if you've been doing this for a while, here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 166. If you're listening to me through the Blog Talk Radio Network, or you're on a particular iTunes channel and you only see, well, mine starts at 101. I love this stuff. Where's the other 100? Well, go to skiplacour.com, check in the podcast section, click that link, and you'll see 1 through 100, right? If you're new to this and you've caught me somewhere, I don't know, about Morning Connection podcast number 130 or so, or whatever, you want more of this stuff, you want to download it to your phone, to this U-University. You like that that approach that I take? So go to skiplacour.com, click the podcast section. 1 through 100 is there. Really check out 91 through 100. What I've done, if you like my style, you like where I'm coming from, you're getting a lot of value out of this. What I did from 91 through 100 is I count it down from number 10 to what I feel is most important. Number one, the life lessons that I learned so far in my life, the best life lessons that I learned. And again, that's at skiplacour.com in the podcast section, 91 through 100, the 10 life lessons that I learned, the 10 best life lessons that I've learned, at least until this point in my life. And I really talk about, you know, it's really not about my victories. It's about the challenge, the game. The satisfaction is in the struggle, right? And it got me to a certain another level of my life. And I say so far because life is a continual challenge. It's a continual game, and I'm continuing to learn every single day. So already turned around, always already feel great about being here with you, connecting, ready to get on my 8 solid on the top of the hour one-on-one coaching sessions. This is where I take all this stuff, where I talk about the general things we talk about here, and I talk with my students, and then they're from all around the world. If you're listening to this anywhere in the world, I have a system where you can call in to a call within your own country, talk to me here in the United States, and you're in control of that phone number. And right when we're done with our 30-minute or so one-on-one personal coaching sessions, you get a email and you get a recording of every single one of our sessions, because that can go into U-University, right? Your smartphone, because you'll continue to learn from it all week. So, and we take these topics. Part of the assignment for my students is to listen to this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast, every single day. Take some notes, write some things down, because it just jogs so many things. You know how it is, whether you're a student of mine or not, this has you go through this journey, this ride, these emotions, and really think about your life, and then we can break it down specifically in your life. Now, I'll tell you, I know that many of you, I'm getting more and more requests to become a one-on-one coaching student, and I'm doing everything I can. With everything that I do, Mass Machine Nutrition, taking on more, I'll tell you one, I find the committed people, this is just my vision. I talk about what my vision is, to help you become your best. And I'm committed because of the mentors that I've had in my life. It's just something that's really important to me. And I want to really save you from a lot of pain that I've gone through. That has to be one of my driving forces. And it's also helped you get things earlier in life than I did. I talk about that as I get things, even at a higher level, I say to myself, man, what if I could have done this 10 years earlier? All the feelings, emotions, all the opportunities that, you know, I could have experienced earlier in life, you know, that is that pain, and you may be able to feel it, but if you're 25 years old, man, let's get on top of it now, right? But that pain is what drives me through for my mission. So if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, send me an email at at skiplacour.com, or you go to my website and under skiplacour.com and check the coaching, the weekly coaching. It explains the whole program, why this will work for you. Now, the reason why I talk about it is I was talking with the coaching student on Friday, and one thing is the highest and best use of time. I talk about how this was told to me by many, many peak performance. It's about, you know, hiring a housekeeper to do those tasks, and what a great investment of your money that is. Whether you're married or you're single, you know, there's experts out there who have all the cleaning utensils. They've got a system for cleaning, and they do it for a relatively cheap price. You can, you know, find people to help you do that who are great at it, and it's fast and it's efficient. Instead of you with all your big goals and dreams and what you work on, and then, you know, you probably put it off because that's not what you enjoy doing, and it takes away from what you'd rather be doing, whether that's working hard on yourself or just enjoying time with your family or other things. And so you put it off, and then, you know, those type of things, you either have to live in a household that isn't quite as clean, or you sacrifice time to do that and you're not good at it. So it's an inefficient use of your time. And I don't care what stage of life I was in, I've always invested in a housekeeper. And especially that was really important for me when I was single and traveling all the time. And so I was talking to one of my coaching clients, and he's going, I go, well, why? He's thought about it for a lot. I mean, this guy is really stepping up, earning more money. He's very close to having his wife stay at home with his kids. And I said, well, why wouldn't he do that? He goes, oh, I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about it. And of course, it's worth the investment. And that's what I do with coaching. I mean, the things that you're just putting off and rattling around, you know, that makes sense. It's like you have a friend where it's the conversation is all about you, and I make it, you think about those things that you kind of put off and take action on. So one of his assignments is to get that done. But I thought about it with this weekly, this podcast that I do every single day, is I know that many of you are saying, hey, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. You know, that coaching sounds great. Man, there's some areas that I feel this angst about. Man, it's time. I'm not living up to my potential. But, you know, his podcasts are great. I think I'm getting my value out of that. And I'm glad that I can provide value through these podcasts that I do every single day. The point, though, is that client, you know, he and his wife, with all the goals that they have all the time, you know, family is very important to him, is they think they're getting by doing that type of work themselves and not making the investment, right? They don't know what it's like to get that housekeeper and to see how they're in a more organized, cleaner environment, and it's not put on he or his wife. And it's so well worth the investment, because whether it's in productivity or is, you know, providing a service for your wife that makes you feel good, or you have more time connecting with your family, it's so well worth the investment, because there's an expert out there, you know, the housekeeper, who has it down to a science. They're quick and efficient. That's what they do all the time. That's what they want to do where you don't want to do it. It's so well worth the investment. And I'll tell you, that's just one of these small things that I've been told by many peak performance coaches, right? So, you know, when someone tells you something like that, you know, there's a reason for it. And I told him, you're going to see the value of this. It's just getting over that hump. And like, so with this coaching, all this great motivational material that I tell you gets you to think, I know you think that it's really helping you. And I'm sure that it is. And you think you're getting by without, you know, jumping in and getting that special attention with the one-on-one coaching. It's just one of those things. Send me the email at skiplacour.com if you're sitting on the fence, because I'm telling you, if you think this is good, talking about your challenge directly, I've been doing this for a long time, uncover a lot of challenges that maybe you don't even know are there. And if you think this is helping you move in the right directions, and I'll tell you, if you find out that this isn't for you, it's not worth your investment or your time, more than happily discontinue. You're not under some long-term contract, like a phone contract or something like that. If you were to get out of the contract, it's going to cost you money or some penalty, or they'll force you to stay in it. Nothing like that. So you really have nothing to lose by getting the one-on-one attention. All right, so you really want to get on that, because I am getting a lot more people who are asking about it, and I only have a limited amount of time. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to talk about a special offer that I have just for a 90-minute session that can get you introduced and see if this coaching is for you. And I can see if that's right for you, because, again, my time is so limited that, you know, I'm not going to take you on if I don't think it's quite right for you. So there's kind of this double check. You have to see if it's right for me, for you. I have to see if it's right for me. And I'm, again, at the end of this podcast, take a listen to it. It's a little where I talk about an explanation about it. So that's going to be tagged on to the end of this podcast. So let's, you know, talk about it. Like I said, so I'm proving to myself, it was one of those moments for me that little bit down, like, oh, why don't I just stay in bed? It's Sunday, you know, and I got to prove to myself. What is that for you? What do you do when you're feeling down and you do it anyway? And how can you turn that into an empowering situation rather than, oh my God, so, you know, measure. Do you follow through anyway, whether or not you feel like it or not? And then how quickly can you go from that five state, now that you're doing it because you just showed up, how high can you get on that scale from 1 to 10 that you're really excited, really ready to perform at your best, that level 10? You know, how high can you get from going in there, just going through the motions of 5, you really don't want to be here? And then how close can you get to 10 as far as enthusiasm and effectiveness and efficiency and using all your talents? How high can you get on that scale, and how quickly can you get into that scale? I mean, I'll tell you, that is a life lesson. I talk about it all the time, that life is continually teaching you lessons, right? It's like, are you paying attention? And then when life teaches that lesson, where can you play it forward? Where can you play it forward so you can use it in all areas of your life? And it really gets ingrained in your identity. That's just who you are, right? One thing that I'm doing is I'm taking up a lot more. I am coming through a situation. I constantly have to evaluate, just like you should, what is the highest and best use of your time, right? What's the highest and best use of your time? And I'm to a point where I'm doing all this movement. I'm doing all these great things, but is it really getting me where I want to be in the most efficient manner? I just don't want to just work hard. And I encourage you, don't just work hard. Be more than that. Be effective and efficient. And it's going to take you constantly evaluating what you do, thinking about it all the time, whether or not you change anything or not. You need to think about it. And what I decided to do, instead of scaling back, I was thinking, well, what am I going to do in that time? What's my better plan? And sometimes you have to clear off your schedule and then sit there to come up with a better plan. You just don't keep on doing things just because you decide upon a long time ago if it isn't working. Well, I'm doing just the opposite. I said, you know what, instead of curtailing back, double down. So all these things that I'm doing, you'll see, whether it's these Morning Connection podcasts, I'm doing a lot of things that I'm doing more, but I'm taking it to even a higher level. So instead of scaling and deleting some things, I said, how can I put more into what I'm doing? You'll see that tomorrow as I start off on a journey, a 17-week journey with my nephew, Ronnie. And he is going to school next year at the University of Santa Barbara. He's 20 years old. And, you know, really excited for him. And he really wants to work on his body and get in shape. You know, he's also going to major in communications. And, you know, he's someone who's a really great kid, really great kid. Some of his rules and beliefs are that you just kind of be a nice, respectful guy. You know, my brother is a great father. My sister-in-law, they're great parents. They raised a really great kid. The challenge that he's going to have is in the competitive world of communications. He wants to be a sportscaster. You can't just sit back and hope that people just notice your talents. And so it's being your best both inside and outside of the gym, something that's really, that's my whole message. And so I'm calling it Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey. So in addition to going to the gym, whether it's through Instagram videos and picture posts, Facebook, audio sessions, coaching sessions with him, training video clips, but more, that's the bigger part. The bolder part is that I really want to take him through his man formation, a lot of this type of coaching as his Uncle Skip, all this stuff I want to share. I love sharing with you guys. It would be a disappointment for me if I shared it with the rest of the world and I didn't share it with the same passion and intensity for my nephew. So he's got 7 weeks, 17 weeks before he leaves. And I really want to put a lot of effort into it, really giving him all these life lessons that I learned, my own nephew, in this formative age and this big transition he's going through. So I'm really excited about that. The great thing about it is that you can join along too, and I'll keep you posted. Go to skiplacour.com. I'll make sure it's highlighted there so you can follow in. Again, it's not just about working out, even though I think that's what he's mostly concerned with right now. It's about him becoming bolder, making his man formation, living up to his presence and potential, and selling himself to the world. So I'm taking on even more. I'm even doubling down. Where I'm going to get that time, I don't know, but I'm moving forward. You know, one thing when I, you know, go through this process with him is it's really important that he really sees, like, if he wants to be a sportscaster, even though he's 20 years old, I want him to do whatever it takes to get in that environment so he really sees it and he feels it. It's just not something he watches on TV. And make the opportunity, identify with a mentor, you know, take a trip, do whatever, and get up close and personal next to a basketball game or something and really watch it, feel it, a real person doing the sports casting or whoever the mentor is, getting in real life presence. You know, Saturday is a day that, you know, I make sure with, you know, I'm working 7 days a week, even a podcast on Saturday, but what I do, the second half of the day is I make sure that I have family time. And so what we did yesterday is, you know, in that same line about it, really feeling it, is we drove around to some exclusive neighborhoods, some houses, you know, really thinking big. You know, it helps me with, why am I working so hard? Why am I so determined to create so much value for you? Now, for me, that's one thing. Every time I do this, I realize how much of my life I haven't done this. You know, I'm always working hard. I have always things have written down on my list, like the big house and things like that, that, you know, everybody probably thinks about. But I never actually get in the presence to actually, you know, be there and feel it and see it. That's one thing that I haven't done enough of. So I'm really determined to do all that. We did that yesterday. And just like with Ronnie, you got to get into that environment of what you really want to go. You can't just write it down on a list. So think about that, what it is that you really want. And ask yourself, are you really getting into that environment to really taste it, touch it, feel it? This has been an area that, and I was telling my wife, I've done this many times on a very inconsistent basis. And every time I do it, after months, if not years, these gaps in between, I say, I need to be doing this more. You know, my whole world is really in my own mass machine nutrition, internet, right? I don't get out that much. I don't have the friends in the big houses where I feel it. Got to go out of my way to make that happen. Ronnie has got to go out of his way to see and feel what he really wants. So think about that for you. Are you getting yourself in that environment, or is it just a nice, ambitious goal that's written on a piece of paper? I believe I have to do more. I believe that Ronnie has to do more. And I know that you're busy with your schedule, you're going through the day-to-day, dreaming, executing, getting one step closer, playing this challenge, this game of life, working through the challenging times. And you have to somehow budget your normal way of thinking, and you budget your time to get out of your normal way of thinking, and steal that time, and really make an effort to get in that environment. And, you know, I'll tell you, I always compare a lot of things to my bodybuilding and training career. When it came to bodybuilding and training, when I said, man, I want to be the best bodybuilder that I can be, every single Saturday, I was going to some local show. I was going to some local show and feeling it, tasting it, and seeing it, you know. So some little gut check for me. Like I said, just like you, I'm continually growing. And that's one thing that I have to do. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Are you really getting to the environment of those dreams and goals that you may have written down on your dream board? Something you may even talk about, but are you getting in that environment? Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Just you stretch yourself just a little bit. That's where you build self-confidence. When you do something, you compare to you, that impresses you because you stretch yourself a little bit. When was that moment yesterday that you said, man, life is pretty darn good? And, you know, for me, I just see this tremendous growth in my daughter, Brooklyn, and you know, her now standing up, getting in her playpen or crib, and then trying to sit back down and measuring it on one hand, looking around, and then allowing herself to fall on her butt, you know, safely coming down. I don't know. For me, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was a cool moment for me. What's that? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, that one feeling, that emotion, that goal, that option. Maybe for you it's the big house or that career, right? Think about it right now. That's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner we're talking about, doing this mental toughness conditioning. That's what's going to take for you to actually achieve this. Think about it right now. Visualize it. Feel it in your body. Here's a question to ask yourself all throughout the day. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really going to lead to that result that you really want? Right? If that's the result that I want, I want to live in and provide that big house for my family and my children. Right? And, you know, I want the house in the back so I can take care of my parents and my wife's mother. All right? Those are some big goals. Is what I'm doing right now the highest and best use of my time? Or is it connecting with you? Is that something that's awesome and makes me feel good, somewhat productive? But is this what I'm doing right now? All right? Is it really helping me get to that vision, those results? Or is it one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches I like to talk about? That's good, right? It helps you, makes me feel good, checks off my day. I have to ask myself, is it really helping me get to the results that I want? And then asking you again, what are those results that you really want? Because the result is to have the family, the unit in that neighborhood, the good school district, kids, room, in-laws, right? Providing and producing at that high level, that's what the result is. And not, hey, you know, just connecting and helping you feel good. There is a way to have them both, a win-win situation. I have to make sure that I'm going for the win-win. We both win at the highest level. And I put my result aside because I'm really not focused on it. And I'm really focused on one side. There is a way to do both, but you have to be connected to that result that you really want. So something to think about. So, hey, take a few more minutes. Listen to me talk about this 90-minute session and jump on it. I'll tell you, very reduced price, limited spots available, 90 minutes one-on-one with me where we can talk about your situation. Don't be like that housekeeper where you're doing it all yourself. You're putting it off. You're going through so much angst every single week, right, when you can find a more efficient way to get to that place you want to be. That's how this coaching is for you. So just listen for the next 8 minutes or so and see how this can help you. Jump all over it, all right? So, hey, it was great connecting with you again today. It was really great connecting with you today. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Skip LaCour. Your level of confidence is having a tremendous effect on the things you do and you don't do every single day. It's having a huge impact on all the things that you accomplish, all those goals, those plans, that vision you have for your life, and all those feelings and emotions that you want to experience. Now, if you're lacking self-confidence, and you admit that right now, then I'm not telling you anything new. But one thing that I realize is that taking your level of confidence to higher and higher levels is an ongoing process. There's always a higher level, and the more you can develop your level of confidence, the more things that you'll experience, the more things that you'll achieve. And that was my experience, because I was very good, had a lot of confidence in one area of my life, and maybe you can relate to this, and that was bodybuilding and training. I became a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I had a huge impact through my writing on people all over the world. So in that one particular area of life, I had a lot of confidence. When I retired from competitive bodybuilding and I wanted to expand my world and start experiencing other things and accomplishing new goals, I realized that my level of confidence wasn't where it needed to be in those other areas of life. Just because I was confident and good in one area of life, it didn't automatically transfer to those other areas of life. And so what it made me do is really work just as hard at discovering and implementing and executing simple and effective strategies. I went out and found them to develop my level of confidence. And again, these things were simple and effective. I just wasn't looking for them before. But I really felt this pressure to find and execute these things. I really had to develop my level of confidence in quickly. And that's how I developed the Manformation program. When I started applying these simple and effective strategies, opening my mind, just becoming aware of what these were and how powerful they were, I started progressing in those other areas of life. I had the courage and the confidence to launch my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, instead of making money for other supplement companies. I was doing it for myself. I developed the Manformation program, which helped coach and guide and help men all over the world develop their level of confidence. That's something I'm really proud of, my Manformation program. And most importantly to me, I developed the confidence and I became a better man through my Manformation to get an area of my life taken care of that always seemed to be out of reach. And that was that love and connection and intimacy. And now I'm married and my family is so important to me. And that's what this all did for me. And because of it, I am so passionate about helping other men just like you get it sooner rather than later. Not going all through all the challenges that I went through, taking all that time, doing it more elegantly, more efficiently, and earlier in life than I did. And that's been my vision. That's been my passion for so many years. And that's why, even with my limited amount of time, it's important for me to give back. And I am doing a special offer. I'm offering 10 sessions, 10 sessions only. I have to limit it with Mass Machine Nutrition, with my one-on-one coaching, with all the things that I do. I could have to limit to it to 10. But again, it's so important for me to give back. 10, boost your confidence to alpha male status. Again, these simple and effective strategies, when you realize these things, when you become aware of these things and you start practicing and exercising these strategies, you'll find your confidence level just going through the roof. And the only challenge that you're going to have is you're going to wish that you started doing this earlier in life. And I know that's one of the things that I regret, but I just have to look forward. It's great that I just have it now. In this 90-minute session, I'm going to get you clear on what this confidence will do for you, get you clear on your goals. Also, make you aware of what's stopping you. What are the challenges that are getting in your way? Now, you may be aware of some. I might help you uncover some things that you haven't considered yet, those challenges in your way. When you leave this 90-minute session, you will have this renewed sense of confidence and energy that you can put that life together and start accomplishing the things in life that you really want and start experiencing those feelings and emotions that you really want. You're going to develop that confidence to make things happen, okay? Now, I only have 10 sessions available. Now, you have to take action now. You have to register down below. I've got all the instructions below. Register and then fill out the questionnaire. Take your time and fill it out. It's going to really help me get clear on how I can help you best. It's also going to help you get clear on where you're at right now. Then I'm going to go over that. And then I will contact you by email or by phone to schedule our one-on-one personal 90-minute boost your confidence to alpha male status breakthrough session. The great thing about this session, it will be recorded. And this audio recording will help you learn from our session weeks, months, and even years into the future. All right, it's going to be a tremendous value. I can't wait to get on the line with you and start your Manformation now. Start building your level of confidence. I am so confident that this is going to help you make massive changes in your life if you don't feel as though you got everything you wanted and more out of this session. I will give you my $100 Manformation, the Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader audio seminar course, workbooks, and videos. And my Manformation 2, Get Your Swagger Back audio seminar, another 10 hours, another $100, and my Manformation ebook. That's another $25. So if you're not completely satisfied with your investment, with the time we spent together, you take the information, take the audio recording, and you get $250 worth of more leadership material, more confidence-building material. So you give me another 28 hours in workbooks and ebooks to get the job done, because I am so committed. I will not let you down. I'm going to do everything I can to help you build that confidence so you can start achieving those goals. You can start experiencing those emotions that you really want. Again, my time is really limited. This price is significantly lower than what I would charge for my time. That's why I have to limit to 10. So you have to take action now, get registered, fill out the questionnaire, and I'll contact you by email if you are one of the 10 men who get this Boost Your Confidence Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session. If you aren't one of the 10s, I will not process your credit card, and I will put you on a waiting list, and maybe sometime in the future, when I have time, I can make some room for those people who weren't able to become one of the 10. But take action now. Become one of those 10. Start on your manformation. Build that level of confidence. I'm here to help you. Good luck, and I will be talking to you soon on your Boost Your Confidence to Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session.